That was great.
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for once again for giving the parliamentarian the opportunity to gather again. We give you thanks. We commit every vessel in this meeting into the hands of the Spirit of God. We yield ourselves, our members, our bodies, our tongue, to be used of the Holy Spirit to speak this day to the edification of all parliamentarians and to give us direction. Father, we give you thanks. Blessed be thy name, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, sir. I give thanks to God. I was thinking our prayer meeting will begin from tomorrow. But I thank God that God gave forth the scripture early in the morning today. And that is a scripture I've been working with even when I went to work. So I didn't know that he is a more faithful guardian of his kingdom business than I myself that has been called to man that business. And I give thanks to the Lord Jesus for his faithfulness. Let's open our Bible briefly to the book of this scripture that I want to present tonight. Is what our God gave to me early in the morning today. And I want us to take a look at it. Isaiah chapter 41. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 11. We'll read from verse 11 to verse 13. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 11. If you are there, say I'm there, so I can read.
We are there.
We are here. We're here.
Glory. Verse 11 to 13. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them, even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. Verse 13, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. The Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The scripture that we have presented here tonight, you can roughly say the title of my little church to us tonight is, the title is The Help of God. The Help of God. It was a profound revelation for me when I saw this scripture. And how that God can so demean, God can so demean our enemies that we will be the one seeking for ground. We'll be the one seeking to judge them, but we know we found none. We will find none. Because God has taken care of that situation. It's just like, I believe our brethren that are married, we can testify. Maybe you are angry with your spouse. And in the process of time, you went to prayer. By the time you came out of prayer, the root of bitterness, the root of bitterness against your wife, Jesus has treated it by grace, but you did not know. So when the next time you saw your wife, you are now looking for reasons to be angry, but you can't find any. She just threw a smile at you, and in the back of your mind, you'd be like, say, you don't know, say that's the way you do, they pay me a bit. But you within yourself, you know that it's not even there. So you'll be looking for reasons to be angry, but you can't find them. That is what we have in this scripture that is presented to us tonight. Ah! It is my earnest prayer tonight that someone will find the help of God.
Amen.
I know my presentation may not be, yes.
Amen.
I know my
Amen.
Presentation, amen. I know my presentation may not be theologically sound. The scripture I'm presenting is experiential. That is why I didn't start it from verse 1. Because what I want us to see there is experiential. At first, an enemy looks so big, just like Jacob. He considered Esau his enemy, someone who is able to kill him. And that was why he tarried behind with the angel of the Lord that appeared to him. And until he secured the blessing of God, he did not leave the angel of God. By the time he left the presence of God, his life was changed from an individual to a corporate personnel. His name was changed from Jacob to Israel of God. So when he eventually appeared before Esau, he was no longer afraid of Esau. At first, our enemies can look like Goliath. That when you try to stretch forth your hands to grasp a resource, to grasp a provision, it seems as if that person is everywhere you can go through. It seems as if the support, the financial support, all the material support that you need in order to carry out the assignment of God is tied and bundled up in that particular person. And you yourself, you know that except this person is taken out of the equation, you will not get through. Then when God comes to help you, he beats that enemy, that person to a dust, so much so that when he is done, that person becomes irrelevant. In fact, you come to a point that you feel that person cannot even bless you. That person does not have what it takes to bless you anymore. Meanwhile, the person was all you had before, but now the person is not even 1%. The person is not even 1% of what you need. Because God has helped you. When I went to River State, when I went to River State for this introduction, there were so many people that were big for me to approach in those days. But by the time I went back just recently, those people are no longer relevant. In fact, I began to pity for them. Because I was hoping they would share in my joy. Unfortunately, they are no longer relevant. They don't even have what I need. Even though I know they have money, they don't have what I need. Brethren, this is the household of God. We mustn't make ourselves the enemy of the brotherhood. And that is why Apostle Paul charged the people. I think it was Apostle Paul. He said, love the brotherhood. I want us to pray a prayer tonight. And I want us to pray it with honesty. But first, can we seek mercy of God? All right, I will end so that we can pray. Can we just pray to give thanks to God? He's been guiding us through the battles of life.
Father, we give thanks.
Thank you.
We thank you, Almighty God.
Can we give thanks to God?
Father, blessed be thy name. We give
all
thanks
the troubles.
Thank you for your kindness, Holy Spirit.
We give you thanks.
Just so much so we did not suffer loss.
We give you thanks, Father in heaven.
Some people went through the same battle, they lost their.
We give you thanks, Jesus.
They were fighting spiritual warfare in order to secure their.
We give you thanks, Blessed One.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
They lost their children.
We give you thanks.
They lost their brethren.
For your mercy upon us, for your faithfulness. For your kindness, for your goodness.
We give you thanks, Jesus.
Father, we say thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father in heaven. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. I give you thanks, Jesus.
It is because God is fighting for you. That is why you can be expecting the loot of war, the spoils of war.
Thank you, Father.
You are fighting the government of the nation of where you are. And on account of your striving with them, you came back with fruits. You came back with spoils of war. It is because God fought for you. Because even the government of that nation and the enemy did not plan that battle will end like that. But God fought for you.
We lift up
our hands to your God. I will say thank you. We say thank you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son.
We say thank you.
Spirit of the living God, thank you.
Bless. Daily loaded us with benefit.
Thank you, Lord, my God.
Blessed be the Lord God that daily loaded. Thank you, Almighty God. Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
To take another posture tonight. And that posture is the posture of Bible speaking, God said that he, for I will help thee. It's nothing more assuring than that your back, God. You, with God, you can do mighty. You can approach this without a sword. There is that song. Is alive. Me are no ghost. When you add God to your side, there are so many things. I know Brotoni has been there. I went and caused trouble with your neighbor. And then when your neighbor said, and to your mother's house, you went and hide. Because I am true to God, ended you.
You are breaking.
Your voice is
breaking. Voice is breaking. We can't hear all that you say.
Not
okay.
Well.
Okay. Sorry for that.
If you can move the phone a little bit.
Okay. Sorry for that. So, when you have God to your side. Just like when you were, and we made troubles with our neighbors to punish us, we quickly run and behind our parent. Parent will defend us. But even though our parents will punish us, and then secretly they will say, why did you go on? And that is why men like David will say, let me not fall into the hands of men. But let my punishment be from you, so that let it not be man. So pray tonight. That in regards that have become a barbie, that have become a so much so that we can not fulfill the purpose of God, that the Lord God will beat them to a dust.
Amen.
Even according to his word. So much so that our enemy will become nothing.
Amen.
On the name of God tonight.
Amen.
That all those giants, mighty man around our life, oh Lord God, help us. Help us.
Que bom canati que tu
Help us.
tu
Help us. Help us. We need to be helped. We need to be helped tonight. We need.
Help us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus.
We need to be helped tonight. Your enemy may not be may not be an individual, it may be an institution. Such as the government of the nation where you are a resident. But I tell you, there is a God that maketh a nation out of a man. The Creator of heaven and earth, the Father of all spirit. Lord, we beat them to dust, and that we make them know. Bend us, help, O God. Help us. Help us. I don't want to attend to. I don't want to attempt using my own strength. There is no need, because I will not prosper. It is not by power, not by mind. I will not prosper. No need. My mortal strength has been judged already. But I come unto you, Almighty God. I come unto you, Almighty God. Uzaros que de que lubre que salia penalia. Shete de paragati le busape da biatale. Behold all day that what he says against us shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with us shall perish. We shall seek them and shall not find them. Oh, what a wonderful promise. But the time can come in our life under the help of God. We will be the one looking for our enemy. You will not find them. You will realize that they don't have the stature to contend with you. Camelon da comena scapelebe diapo. Kubrashita papa kete bete kato. Eza kanta baragadile. Kalie kete kupeta yata. Eskata piate koto balala. Eji. Sne. We pray.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Finally, there were some people that I was contending with in River State some time ago. But after a while, when I was comforted of the Lord and God took care of the situation, I said to myself, why was I even contending with this person? This person does not have, with this kind of hammering, with this kind of ballistic missile that I'm coming with from the throne of God, this person does not have the nerve, does not have the strength to stand me. Why am I fighting with them? And ever since that time, brethren, there are some people that I don't regard, even in their greatness, I don't regard them as anything anymore. I just feel at that level they don't have what it takes to even argue with me. I don't know who I told, but not too long ago I told someone. I said, see, very soon when people want to fight me, We need to go and take a page on Vanguard newspaper, Punch. We need to take a page in order to reach out, in order for them to be heard. Brotoni, I know somebody saw you on the way and insulted you. You were angry and you wanted to deploy some ballistic missile from the presence of God. That if only a torpedo can just come from heaven and blow the person up. But I assure you, a point can come in your life. Point can come in your life that in order for people to convey their grievances to you, they will need to take a page on Vanguard newspaper. They will need to buy a slot in one of the major news outlets. Maybe like NTA, when they are addressing the nation, 9 p.m., 8 p.m., I think it's 8 p.m. news. That's the only way they can be heard. Because you are so blessed that you don't hear small voices.
Amen.
That is the posture of a man that has been helped. And that is why when little people are angry with you, you don't react. You just look at it and say, no, this one does not, this one. No. Go and take a page. Go and take a page on Vanguard News. Go and take a page on New York Times. That's the only way you can be, the person can be heard. Can we take that prayer one more time? That the Lord God will help us.
The Lord help us.
That the Lord God will help us.
The Lord will help us.
Can we call upon the name of God?
But I will call upon the name of Jesus.
And we shall seek them and not find them, even them that contended with us. They that war against us shall be as nothing and as enough. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Help us, O God. Help us, O God. Help us, O God. Help us, O God. Thank you, blessed Holy God. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Some time ago, when whatever happened in River State, which is in the past, the Lord God appeared to me, spoke to me in a dream. And the question he asked me was, have you been helped? The best I could make do from that revelation was financial help. But when this scripture came unto me this morning and I got to the place of work and began to ponder upon the scripture, then I now realized that the help that God is talking about is actually comprehensive. It's not financial only. That this scripture that I have presented tonight is actually what he is asking me. Then I saw, have I been helped? The question God is asking me is not about money. It's whether I have been brought to such a point that I can go and sleep even when my enemies are gnashing their teeth. Can we give thanks to God for tonight?
We'll give thanks to you, Lord God.
Can we bless the holy name of God for tonight?
We bless the name of God. We give thanks to you, Lord God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord God.
For your help, we say thank you.
Thank you, Father.
I surrender all. I surrender. Can we begin to submit those battles unto the Lord? You know the ones you are fighting. The one you are both individual, institution, nation, whatever. Can we surrender it to God tonight? Can we surrender it to God tonight? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Almighty God, for tonight. Thank you, Almighty God, for tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen. Amen.
The Messiah of God, the Messiah of God reigns.
Amen.
No contention.
Amen.
No contention.
Amen.
I hand over to Sister Esther in the UK to wrap up for us. Thank you very much for the opportunity to lead us in prayer tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Over to you, Sister Esther.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, we say thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. You are our help in ages past. Your word says that unto you, O Lord, we lift up our soul. Our help cometh not from the east, not from the west, not from anyone, Lord, but from you, Most High Father. Your word says that we will look up to the hill, we look up to you, from whence cometh our help. Our help cometh from you, O Lord. We pray, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus,
amen,
that you help us in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We pray, King of Glory, that your mercy avails for us in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, we surrender everything to you. We are helpless without you, Father. We can do nothing without you, Lord Jesus. We pray that you help us in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whosoever that you have committed, that you have sent as your angels to help us, O Lord Father, we pray that you begin to touch their heart, O Lord Father, that they find no peace, O Lord Father, but the Holy Spirit begin to touch them until they help us in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
King of Glory, we say thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
We pray, O Lord Father, that you have mercy upon us, that you remember your word to us, O Lord Father, that you remember your word that you have given to us, of your promises, O Lord Father. We pray, Lord Jesus, even as you are helping us, Lord Father, we pray that your divine favor locate us in the mighty name of Jesus. In every area of our lives, Holy Spirit, guide our steps, direct us, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Abba, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Adonai.
Thank you, Lord God.
We thank you for these visions that you have committed into our hands, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Your word says forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. And whatever you say, whatever you promise to do, you will do. Because your word never goes void without being established. Your word, O Lord Father, is superior above everything. You say, let there be light, and there was light. You said that you promised us, O Lord Father, according to your word, O Lord Father. We pray, O Lord, our King of Glory, according to your time, O Lord Father, that your word become manifestation in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We pray for greater grace, O Lord Father, upon us in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Divine favor, divine help from the Holy Spirit and the angels of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for tonight's gathering. We also pray for the students, O Lord Father. We pray, O Lord Father, that you help them in the mighty name of Jesus. Divine favor in the mighty name of Jesus. Divine supply in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father. And we pray for divine healing in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I salute each and every one of us and encourage us to keep on working with the Lord. Much more grace to us in Jesus' name. Let's share the grace.
Holy grace, our Lord Jesus.
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The love of God. And the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore.
Amen.
Surely
God's
mercy shall follow us
all the days of our lives.
And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord.
Forevermore.
Amen.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Good night.
Mr. John.